Okay, so we did lost sheep, lost coin, but Jesus still thinks these super duper Christian guys and pastor guys, Isaiah, still haven't got it. He thinks they're thick-headed, stubborn. You guys ever stubborn? Your parents ever say, stop being stubborn? So he tells a story that's a little longer, but I found another video to show you the story of the lost son. Here we go.
Running away. Jesus told this story about a boy who ran away. Once upon a time, there was a boy and his dad. Now, one day the boy gets to thinking, maybe if I didn't have my dad around telling me what is good for me all the time, I'd be happier. He's spoiling my fun, he thinks. Does my dad really want me to be happy? Does my dad really love me? The son never thought of that before, but suddenly he doesn't know anymore. So the son goes to his father and says, Dad, I'm better off without you. I can look after myself. Just give me my share of your money. His father's sad, but he won't force his boy to stay, so he gives his son what he wants. The son takes the money and goes on a long, long journey to a far-off country. And everything's wonderful and perfect for a while. He can go wherever he wants, do whatever he wants, be whoever he wants. He is the boss. He is free. Sometimes he gets a strange, hungry, homesick feeling inside his heart. But then he just eats more, or drinks more, or buys more clothes, or goes to more parties until it goes away. But soon his money runs out, and so do his friends. He ends up getting the only job he can find, feeding pigs. One day he is so hungry and so desperate, he even tries some piggy food. What am I doing? He says suddenly, as if he has woken from a nightmare. He spits, yuck, all of it, ick, out of his mouth. My father's rich, and here I am in a pigsty eating piggy food. He wipes his mouth and dusts himself off. I'm going home. As he starts for home, though, he begins to worry. Oh, Dad won't love me anymore. I've been too bad. He won't want me for his son anymore. So he practices his I'm sorry speech. All this time, what he doesn't know is that day after day, his dad had been standing on his porch, straining his eyes, looking into the distance, waiting for his son to come home. He just can't stop loving him. He longs for the sound of his boy's voice. He can't be happy until he gets him back. The son is still a long way off, but his dad sees him coming. What will the dad do? Fold his arms and frown? Shout, that'll teach you, and just you wait, young man. No, that's not how this story goes. The dad leaps off the porch, races down the hill, through the gap, in the hedge, up the road. Before his son can even begin his I'm sorry speech, his dad runs to him, throws his arms around him, and can't stop kissing him. Let's have a party, his dad shouts. My boy's home. He ran away. I lost him. But now I have him back. Jesus told them, God is like the dad who couldn't stop loving his boy. And people are like the son who said, does my dad really want me to be happy? Jesus told people this story to show them what God is like and to show people what they are like, so they could know, however far they ran, however well they hid, however lost they were, it wouldn't matter, because God's children could never run too far or be too lost for God to find them.
Cool. All right. So the boy, son, didn't like his dad, took off. Said, Dad, give me my money. I'm out of here. Dad sadly gives him money. Kid goes away, blows it all. He has lots of friends for a little while, doesn't he? Because he has money. You like being around people who like giving away money for free, huh? Yeah. And all his friends are like, love him until his money runs out. And then he has nothing. All of his friends take off on him. And then he ends up eating pig food. And then he thinks to his head, maybe I could go work with my dad. I mean, at least his servants had food, right? So he tries to go back home. And he thinks his dad's going to, like, punish him, spank him, throw him in the woodshed, whatever. And his dad instead does the opposite of what his son thinks, right? His dad hugs him and can't believe he's home. Throws a big party, grabs all the neighbors. Remember, just like the lost sheep and lost coin, they got together their friends and neighbors and threw a big party. But finally, Jesus says, but there was two sons in the story. One, they call the prodigal son, took off. The other son was faithful, always did what he was supposed to do, always did what he was told, obeyed his dad time and time and time again. And now all of a sudden he sees his brother who got to go do whatever he wants, and then his dad welcomed him back, and he's mad. And Jesus is saying, hey, you Pharisees, super-duper Christian types, you're that older son. You think because you did everything just right that all these bad people shouldn't get in. And Jesus is going, I came here so the bad people could get in, even though they were bad. Caleb, can you come over for just a second? A couple years ago, how long ago was this, Caleb, when you got lost in the woods? You don't know? Four or five years ago. Caleb was, what were you doing? You were hiking out by Fish Hatchery.
Yeah, I was with Elijah.
Oh, Elijah and Isaiah, you guys got to come up here too. Elijah and Isaiah. Yeah. These, Jackson, all four of you guys?
Yeah.
Just so all four of these guys were hiking at Fish Hatchery. Come on over here, stand next to the culprits here. All right. And they were hiking along the Berkey Trail, all kind of, and what happened? They started to wander around without who? An adult or their parents or whatever, right? And so I think it was a school party or trip or something like that. You guys were not a school trip, but with your parents and a bunch of other friends. Anyway, and they couldn't find them. So they were looking around. You know, after a while, parents are like, maybe they waited a few more minutes and they couldn't find them. And then their parents started to get freaked out. Well, they called 911 because they had no idea where these kids were, right? I mean, and then it was crazy. When kids get lost in this town, you have no idea how many people show up. Like, all cops are driving their cars super fast. Like, I think they have their foot all the way down. They're like flying. And then there are these guys who got their four-wheelers and stuff, and they were like, they had so all these big, huge cop trucks and their four-wheeler trucks. They were searching everywhere for these boys. They were yelling in the woods. People were trying to go after them and try to find them. Because what? They were lost. And do you think they cared about them being lost? Or do you think they were like, well, the woods will eat them. It serves them right. Did they do that? No. The coyotes will get them. Or whatever the bad things are in the woods. The wolves. The bears. Ooh. Elijah would be a tasty treat, wouldn't he? He'd be a snack. He'd be the main course. Nils was with you too? Nils. Yeah. That figures, huh, Eli? Nils. Okay. Anyway, and they finally found him, right? Safe and sound. And I think they all got spanked. I don't know. But do you think their parents were like, shame on you, bad kid? Or were they like, oh, I love you. I can't believe you're gone. I love you so much. I love you. No? Both? Oh, so they were mad and happy to see you. Oh, happy first and then probably mad. Okay. Go ahead and sit down, guys. Thank you. But yes, whenever you are lost, you want to be, whether you're the lost person or you lost something. All right, let's pray. Bow your heads. Close your eyes. God, there are lots of lost people around, and I pray that you will find them and use us, God, to help find them too. And help us not to be like the older son or the super-duper Christian people who don't care about bad people. Help us to love people who are bad. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.